And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Welcome on into the second half of Sports Talk. It is Tuesday, April 8th, and we are gearing up for some LSU baseball at Nichols right here on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, over on 870 AM, Pelicans pregame coverage has started. That leads up to the 6:30 tip time in Brooklyn against the Nets. I'll be keeping an eye on that one as the Birds just have four games remaining in the season. The LSU Tigers, though, have been red hot right now, have won eight games in a row. They're 30-3 on the season, coming off a weekend SEC series sweep, big time for the Tigers, and looking to continue things at Nichols this evening. The Colonels have gone 12-20 on the year. Looking at this Tiger team right now, they lead the all-time series against Nichols with 61 victories, 25 losses. These first schools first met way back in 1968. Jay Johnson has been pleased with his Tigers' output so far. Like I said, 30-3 on the year, ranked number three in the nation. Jay Johnson, what do you like about this Tiger team right now?
No matter what's going on, like, the preparation and the readiness is unaffected. Like, I mean, my man will tell you, it was freezing on Saturday. And we're out there for batting practice after already winning the first two. And you go like, okay, this could be a little bit tricky. Well, the first thought when I walk into the park and you feel the wind, it's like, okay, four runs is going to win the game today. That was the first, if we can get to four, we're going to win. You know, that was my first thought. The second one is like, man, I hope these guys don't just like go through the motions and want to get out of here as fast as you can, because it was like physically uncomfortable. I mean, they're running around or in BP and smiling and laughing and hitting line drives, and they're still executing their bunts and working on defense. I was like, we'll be fine. You know, we're going to be fine today. And so whether it's that, the Mississippi State thing, you know, say, I mean, 9:30 p.m. first pitch, 4.5 hour game, it's 1 a.m. I mean, like, just unaffected, and you love to see that. They love playing together, they love competing, and like any external circumstance isn't swaying that in a wrong direction.
Definitely key for any great team is having that camaraderie. We're seeing that with this LSU baseball squad. A guy that has been key for this LSU team is catcher Luis Hernandez. He will not be behind the dish this evening. It'll be Cade Arrambide for the Tigers in this matchup after Luis caught all 27 innings in Oklahoma. Coach Jay Johnson spoke about that.
If you came up with five factors of why the team is where it is right now, he's in those five. And it's defensive contribution first, and then offensive contribution. I would assume he's probably the top hitting catcher in the league right now, just in terms of league performance. And I don't know who else is out there, but like, we're winning largely because of he's catching great. And then in the seven hole, you're getting huge hit after huge hit after huge hit against the best pitching. I knew he would be able to handle this caliber of pitching in terms of swinging the bat. you know, it was a quick evaluation when we got him, but it was a thorough one. And then the feel for baseball led me to believe, like, with Josh Jordan's coaching and time and experience, we could get him to where he was going to be a contributor. I didn't know if that was going to be, like, for sure the everyday starter, catch 27 innings on an SEC weekend, but he's been able to do that. And the other part of that is, like, him and Cade have worked really well together. Like, Cade has improved a lot because of Luis. Like, this dude is Hall of Fame. Like, I'm glad you brought him up, because, like, I feel like maybe he hasn't been talked about enough in terms of the success of this team.
A lot of good stuff there to say about Luis Hernandez, catcher for the Tigers. Gets an off day today going against Nichols, someone who does not have an off day, that's been phenomenal for this Tiger team. Danny Dickinson, big-time transfer for the Tigers. What Jay Johnson had to say about him?
My thing about him is the tools are really good. He can hit. He has power. He can defend. He's defended unbelievably well. Turns to double play, instinctual runner on the bases. But for him, the separator is how he plays. Not the performance, but how he attacks baseball with those tools makes him a better player. Like, he'll be a major league player because of that. Like, every minor league manager is going to go, like, this is the guy that you need to promote. If he continues in pro baseball to play the way that he's chosen to play, you know, in this couple years at Utah Valley and here at LSU. So, and adds a lot to our team that way. And there's a competitive element and dynamic that, you know, we really needed. And when one of your most important players is in tune with winning and competing and lifting people up, you know, and it's not necessarily like a vocal per se leader. He speaks well at the right time, but it's the how he plays part is the separator.
Another stud for this Tiger team that Coach Johnson talked about, Derek Curiel. Man, oh man, every game this season so far, he's been on base for the Tigers. That is 33 games Curiel has made it on base. Jay Johnson had high praise for him, and here's the what Jay had to say.
Yeah, he's a great player. I knew he would be a great player. I think there's a thing relative to talent and skill that is different. He has talent. He's incredibly talented. He just has skill. He's had the right baseball background. Brother, really good player. Dad, good baseball guy. Best mom in the world type thing. Hardworking, very blue collar. Played in the best high school league in the country, Trinity League in Southern California. The most talent is in that league of any league in the country. Good high school program at Orange Lutheran. And I think the desire to continually be better than he is, no matter what he does, it's that special trait in really good players. You know, it's like, I mean, we literally have a conversation or a text message every day about what he's going to do better. And I'll be like, in my mind, I'm like, right on, you know, here's my thoughts on this. But I'm going like, man, that's pretty unique, you know, given that, I mean, he'd be disappointed in the weekend and he had three of the biggest hits of the weekend. And all extra base hits, and played phenomenal defense, which was a big deal. You cannot, if you made a mistake in the outfield this weekend, like, it would have cost you a game. And but that's just an example of, like, you know, I mean, you got a huge hit in one of the games, and like, this is what I see, this is what I'm going to do, and then he ends up getting the hit that ultimately decided the game on Saturday. And you love to see that. I don't want to say never satisfied, but always looking for that next click. And, you know, whether that was Paul, Dylan, Luke Holman, you know, kind of reminds me of that. Like, your best guys always seem to have that.
Talking about hitting, this LSU squad as a team hitting .330 right now, but it's really been more impressive that Jay Johnson talked about is hitting with two outs in a game.
Well, there's that video on the internet of Augie Garrido that he's ripping the team. I'm sure you guys have seen that at some point, right? Where he's talking about getting beat at every part of this thing, and he starts, I think the first thing is infield play, and he says two-out hitting. Like, we call two-out hits goldens. Like, they're golden. Like, you get a two-out hit with a runner in scoring position, it's called a golden because they're golden. That came from Jim Leland, the Hall of Fame manager, but we stole that, and that's what we call them. And they, I think it starts with not trying to do too much. Our saying is hard, not far. And the best hitters that pile up the best seasons always get one RBI when there's one RBI to get. Sometimes there's not more than one RBI to get, and you have to stay with me on this of, like, there's a guy on base, so you could technically hit a two-run homer, but with two outs and a man on second and an open base, you might not get a pitch that you can hit a two-run homer. So that means there's only one RBI to get. So your discipline and your approach, the best hitters can get one. And Jared Jones is the best in the country at that right now. And that was a huge hit on Thursday. I mean, you're going Kate Anderson and Witherspoon, and it's like, this game's going to be 3-2, 2-1, 2-0. And so him and I think Derek got the other one. One RBI when there's one to get. Hard not far. Two out hits are golden.
Talking about this talented Tiger team, Jay Johnson obviously done a phenomenal job. But not just finding the talent, what's been the key to finding, you know, those good locker room guys, the guys that are going to be wanting to be playing, you know, baseball all the time, being active and being even around each other off the field, just having those good character guys?
I think you can be as diligent as you can. You can be as thorough as you can. I think, you know, your messaging's great, but it's only as good as the context that the players receive the message in. And that goes in recruiting as well. I would just say I'm more comfortable today walking away from the talented player that's the wrong player than I've ever been. And not that means anything or there's any messaging. And it's hard in the portal because you have to make decisions quickly. Some of these recruitments go really fast. And we try to be out ahead of it. You know, I'll give you, like, with a guy like Zach Cowan, it was easy. Like, we'd done the work to prepare for him in the game. He went in the portal, and you just watch how he pitches, and there was no question this guy's the right guy. Like, talent, skill set, but to be as good as he is, you knew that that was set up correctly. And we were fortunate in that regard. With Luis, we really needed two elements of his game. Little bit of a roll of the dice, man, feel like the luckiest guy in the world just because of the person that he is. I mean, our pitchers are better because he's back there behind the plate. So to say we have some wonderlick test from the NFL draft rubric that means no, that's not true. But it is important. And it's going to be more important as the roster shrinks to 34 players next year. Like, there is no margin, you know, for error because every spot on the roster has to contribute on and off the field to have the best, the team we want to have or the program we want to have. So we hit it well with this group.
You know, that was something, Charlie, that Jay mentioned right there that I completely forgot about, is that the size of these rosters is shrinking for next season.
But as he mentioned, like, he's very selective with the guys that he brings in, especially from the portal and recruits. I'm not worried about Jay Johnson's team building, Steve. Like, that's the one thing he's super, super good at, is recruiting. On top of how excellent he is as an in-game coach as well. But man, the one thing that stands out the most to me about all those clips that we just played from him, the Luis Hernandez praise and how he's been really an unsung hero of this LSU baseball 30-3 start, coming in from Indiana State as a transfer and really hitting the ground running with this LSU team. The pitching staff was unbelievable last weekend, and we haven't really been able to talk much about it because it's been all so condensed early on this week. But you also got to give credit to the catcher. Right, and Luis Hernandez catching all 27 innings of that series. He's getting the night off tonight, as you kind of mentioned there, Steve. But he's been one of those quote-unquote unsung heroes where he's great defensively, but he's also a good bat in the bottom part of the lineup to make this LSU offense basically loaded from top to bottom.
For Jay to say one of the five reasons they are where they are today because of Luis, that's
impressive.
Huge.
It's impressive.
Taking a break as we get ready for LSU baseball taking on Nichols. Be right back after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Gearing up for first pitch, LSU baseball taking on Nicholls. They are on the road for their fourth straight game. They got three more on the road in SEC play coming this weekend. Tigers have won eight in a row, going for their ninth straight victory this evening, sitting at 30-3 on the season, and finally climbing up those rankings. Although the major, you know, ranking services have them at number three right now, the number three team in the nation.
Yeah, we use D1. D1's got them at number three. That's kind of what I go with. But this is the first and only true road game of the midweek for LSU baseball all season long.
Right.
I know they went to Dallas. They went and played at Globe Life Field in Arlington against Dallas Baptist. But that wasn't a natural road game. That was the Texas Rangers part. So this matchup against Nicholls tonight in Thibodaux is the only midweek road game they've got. So it should be a lot of fun. I know LSU did beat them 13-3 in run rule fashion back in February. But you know that crowd's going to be pretty raucous tonight.
Looking forward to it. You can keep it locked right here on WWL FM 105.3 and the Odyssey app for all the action. Over on 870 AM, Pelicans taking on the Brooklyn Nets. We'll be back with more sports talk tomorrow, folks. Have a great evening and enjoy the gorgeous weather.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.